On this week's parsha, Klal Yisrael is waiting for the Hashem's sign that he forgave them for the Chet Ha'Egel, Slicha Mechila. And that's going to be indicated by the fact that Hashem brings his cover to Klal Yisrael. So they go through the 7 days, and still no Shechina. So Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, it's not your fault, it's my fault. Then, because I couldn't do it, Aaron has to do it. So Klal Yisrael thought it was their fault, that Moshe takes the blame, and then Aaron takes the blame. And the Moshe Rabbeinu starts off, he says, so there's a sefer, Rabbeinu Yosef Nechemya, which I saw quoted in the sefer El Moshe from Rabbi Moshe Scheinemann. He says, "Al pidar drush, zeh davar shetzivu Hashem, that command which Hashem has commanded you to do, tasu, you should do that. Zeh davar, this item, this thing that you want to happen. What do you want to happen? You want to happen that there should be slicha mechila. You need to do that yourself. If in Klal Yisrael, the members of Klal Yisrael are being marked each other, they're forgiving each other." They're not holding on to their averas, their tainas against each other. So Mita Kenegi Mita, Kadosh Baruch Hu will do the same thing for you. But if you hold on to your tainas and your complaints, so the Rosh Hashanah says, so why should I do otherwise? So Zeh Ha'Devar, Shitzivu Hashem Ta'asu, V'Yira Alechem Kavod Hashem, is referring to the Klal Yisrael has to do this himself. Rabbi Scheinemann connects this to the idea that the Meshech Chochma says that for all of the generations to come, whenever Klal Yisrael is Koite Ben Adam La'Mokum, so the Pasuk says that the Russian is going to bring the complaint of the Chet Egel against them. But when the Klal Yisrael sins Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, the Russian pulls out the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. That the Achim couldn't let go of their complaint, their kina against Yosef, and they saw that Yosef was trying to damage them, hurt them in some way, and because they couldn't let go of that, we still have this issue of Ben Adam L'Chaver, which extends to this day. So he suggests that to tie these two thoughts together, that in the parsha, Klal Yisrael brings a sirizim lechatos and an egel b'cheves for an oila. So the sirizim is corresponds to the sirizim of the chet of Mechiras Yosef, and the chet egel is the egel b'cheves, which has to be the kapara, and this is a Yalkut Shimoni here in the parsha, that Klal Yisrael is still holding on to the chet of Mechiras Yosef. It wasn't removed from Klal Yisrael. So we're accustomed to think that the two chetorim which we hold on to are the chet egel and the meraglim. And the meraglim was a vera of Lashon Hara. It was Lashon Hara against Eretz Yisrael, Lashon Hara against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe according to this, the root of that Lashon Hara is the chet of Mechiras Yosef, which goes back to the Lashon Hara that Yosef said about them, and the fact that they couldn't let go of that. So there was this, in Klal Yisrael, there was this enmity. There wasn't an Ichud Levavos, so they were able to come together and join together to be in one unit. So maybe the root of the chet of the Meraglim really goes back to the chet of Mechiras Yosef. And these are the two Ketorim which Klal Yisrael is holding on to for all the generations. Have a good Shabbos.